We talk with those on behalf of Grand Valley's class on a monthly basis. And why not? We want to understand the journeys of those educated in this College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and certainly want to know, what do you do when you become an emerita professor? So here we go, bringing you into the conversation, emerita professor Deanna Morse. Good morning to you, Professor Morse.
Oh, good morning.
Well, imagine the answer could be you're up pretty early in on the West Coast, shall we say, and that probably isn't a daily activity for an emerita professor?
I do get up kind of early, but I must say it's a little different here. The sun just came up a couple minutes ago.
Well, it's not up here in West Michigan. There you go.
Yeah, it's daunting, the three-hour time difference when you try to connect with people on the coast, the other coast.
Well, thank you for connecting with us as we're live, and certainly bringing you onto our spotlight, Professor Morse. So here we go. Yes, you are doing pretty cool things as an emerita professor, but bring me back to your days at Grand Valley on campus.
Well, I started teaching there. I came to be at William James College in 1979, and I went through a lot of transitions over the years. When we went from a college to a university and worked in the School of Communications, which now is the VMA, part of the art department. There were a lot of changes during the time that I was there, including huge changes in technology. And I think when I first came, I'm thinking we had like 2,000 students. Mm. And when I left, what was it, like 3,000? 3,200 something, I forget, but
yeah.
Huge growth over the years at Grand Valley. And it was a great place for me to have a career in teaching. The students were wonderful. The faculty was good. I'm not crazy about Michigan's weather in the winter, but it was a wonderful place for me to have a career.
Yes. What was your specialty?
Well, I'm an animator, and so I taught in the film and video program, and that was in the School of Communications, and I taught history, theory, and production, and as an artist, I've always been an experimental animator, and when I graduated from college way back in the 70s, one of my goals was to make a film a year, every year of my life, and believe it or not, I've been able to do that.
Do you throw out that challenge? Did you throw it out to your students to follow up on their dreams and passions?
Well, I told people that that's what I was doing. And one thing that offered was always a way for people to have an intro to me. They'd say, what are you working on now? Because they knew that I was in production always. I don't know if my students have done, have followed that same trajectory or not. I didn't really push people to do it, but a lot of people that graduated in the film and video program got work in the industry in some very significant places. Locally, they're in all these ad agencies and in medical and education, and then we also have people in some high-profile places like Pixar and Disney and Fox and, have moved to the West Coast and found work out here and been successful also.
Wonderful. Well, let's put the spotlight on what you are doing now that you're on the West Coast. And I understand you had a recent election to the Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Yeah, that was a real surprise for me, actually. About a year ago, I was at an animation festival, and I was sitting around with some people late at night, and they were talking about how they were in the Academy, and I was like, God, that sounds so interesting. I would love to do something like that. And this one woman said, have you ever been nominated? And I'm like, no, I thought you had to win an Oscar to be nominated. And she said, no, with your profile and your history and, what you've done in animation, I think you're a perfect candidate. Oh, I'll nominate you. And I'm like, really? Wow. Okay. So she nominated me, and she warned me that I probably would not get selected on my first time because you often have to be nominated several times. But this July, I got the notice that I got in first time. And I'll tell you, I was thrilled beyond belief. This lockdown has been such a drag for everybody, and this was just a day of a hit of happiness for me. That was just remarkable and deep. You know, I'm very, very happy to be part of this organization.
Great. What does this mean to be now elected to the Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, Deanna?
Well, the Academy's got about 10,000 members, under 10,000. And my area that I'm in is called short films and feature animations, or short films and animations. And my area has about 800 people. And being in the Academy, because it was founded in 1927, and it's very heavily subsidized by a lot of money people in the motion picture industry, and it's a nonprofit, so it has a lot of civic-minded purposes. They've got student mentoring type programs through the Academy. They give a scholarship. They have the Student Academy Awards, the Nichols Screenwriter Fellowships. They have a pretty active website with a YouTube channel with short videos about motion picture and careers and things, you know, in the back scenes of motion pictures. And of course, they do the high profile Oscars that everyone knows on TV. So what I get to do is screen all the feature films that are up for the Oscars, and I screen in my area, and then I get to vote, I guess. This will be new for me. In, I think, January or early February, I get to vote on different awards in different categories. And
Wow. Apparently
of these 10,000 people, there's a lottery. And if we ever, you know, start actually seeing people and not socially isolating in our bubbles again, or out of our bubbles again, they do a lottery. And if you're picked, you get to attend the high profile Oscars. I'm sure you're sitting in like row 368 or something.
Hey, I'd sit in row 369. There you go, right behind you.
That would be fun.
Yes, yes. Well, again, your luck is I think you're kind of one for one there, so still stay with it. But the foot is in the door, and certainly you're passionate about that. So, yes, getting to vote on the Oscars. Drop the name Grand Valley State every once in a while. Emerita Professor Deanna Morse with us, part of our class, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences Spotlight. Still looking back at your career, you made animations that were broadcast in Sesame Street and much more here?
Yeah, I did. I've done a lot of films over the years, and my biggest sort of career successes are that I have a film that's in the permanent collection of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and that I did work for Sesame Street, actually with a former student of mine, Rose Rosley. We collaborated on three pieces for Sesame Street in the early 90s. And it was a really great experience because the films were screened worldwide and really had a lot of play. And it's unfortunate because now they've changed their format and they're not doing the little short films anymore. But that was such a delightful part of that program for me, to see all the variety of animations. And they taught kids cool little things like numbers and letters and concepts.
Nice. In closing, Professor Morse, we're in different times now, but yet I'm sure once you have the passion, you are as a budding student, you are wanting to follow your dreams in the film and science, film and motion picture profession. What's your advice to those who want to be an emerita professor one day?
Well, you know, I always say that you just need to do it. You just need to keep producing. You need to put yourself out there, and you need to not be fearful of rejection. When my pieces don't make it somewhere, instead of just getting in a deep funk, I say, oh, that's interesting, and then I'll try a different festival. And the more that you put yourself out there, the more opportunities you have to succeed and to say, oh, that's interesting, and also to meet new people, stretch your wings, and do interesting things with your life. And we can do that in lockdown, too. You know, one of the things I'm doing now with a former student is we're making animation over Zoom. using those little tiny windows to pass things from window to window, and you know, use the Zoom space in a way that's different than just meetings and conversations. Yeah. So that, you know, that's an interesting, you know, it's an interesting new time that we're in.
But in the alternative, let's stay in the time and look for the future. Emerita Professor Deanna Morse, of course, gvsu.edu to find out more information about following your career steps in being educated in the world of film, video, and more. Maybe a little broadcasting on the side is not bad either. Any way to find out more about your work?
Yeah. I have a website, and I'm still connected with Grand Valley, too, so people can reach out to me.
What's your website?
My website's myname.com, DeannaMorse.com.
Only one Deanna Morse. Thanks. Enjoy your days in the California. Going surfing today?
No, but it is going to be a beautiful day here. Unfortunately, we're smoke-free after all those months of like horrible fires.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whole other conversation, but I'm glad you're safe. Day at a time. Thanks to you, Deanna Morse.